KDLG News has learned that 37-year-old Vaughn Clark, alleged by authorities to have arranged the shipment of 6 grams of heroin to Dillingham a little over a week ago, has now been arrested in Anchorage. A warrant was issued for his arrest a week ago, but Clark had refused to turn himself in on the charges. Wednesday night, Clark was pulled over by Anchorage police for a traffic violation, and when police ran his records, they saw the warrant for his arrest. He was arraigned this afternoon in the Anchorage courtroom with a pre-indictment scheduled for October the 4th in the Dillingham courtroom. This latest drug bust in Dillingham sparked a lot of conversation in the community, and at the arraignment of Sherilyn Saradell, accused of actually transporting the drugs to town, about 20 people showed up to court to show support for law enforcement. Patty Luckhurst, a longtime Dillingham resident, had put a post on Facebook that generated some buzz and prompted some of those people to come to court. To date, 55 people have commented on her Facebook post, and it's received more than 160 likes. Luckhurst stopped by this week to continue the conversation with KDLG.
I think people in Dillingham are a little tired of this trafficking and tired of the hardcore things coming into town. You hear these things maybe in the summertime when we've got cannery workers in, guys coming in to that this isn't their area, this isn't their home, they're coming in to fish in and out, you know. But when it starts having local names attached to it, whether it be the person that's charged is from here or they're coming to see a friend or whatever here, it just is a little scary that it's right here at home in the wintertime.
Many are concerned that drug activity is on the rise in Dillingham, and authorities have indicated that may be the case. Drug busts this year have shown trends towards abuse of prescription pills like oxycodone and heroin, often in a cruder form called black tar. Crystal meth has also appeared recently. Luckhurst says that many people in Dillingham know that marijuana is anything but scarce in town and that even cocaine had its heyday here in the 1980s, but she says there's a fear that these drugs represent something much different.
Well, this is way something different. You know, I worked in the bars for a few years. It was kind of commonplace, the pot and coke and, you know, whatever like that. But it wasn't teeny. And that's, I'm not condoning it, but it's contained kind of thing. Pot smoking, whatever. I mean, some amounts are legal in the state of Alaska. You don't get teenagers involved, you know. But these other things has just gotten way out of hand. You know, the prescription drug abuse and the heroin stuff and meth, it's just, that's scary in our pleasant little burg, you know. We're a slice of heaven out here.
Authorities involved with stopping the drug trafficking has told KDLG News that they're connecting an increase in small petty crimes to the drug activity, suggesting that the petty crimes have become a way for users to fund their habit. Luckhurst and others have said that they're locking their homes more often and are no longer leaving car keys in the ignition. She says there's a lot of good in the community that people should work to protect.
Everybody will help everybody. You don't see anybody living on the street doing without. If somebody's lights get cut off, we're all there to get them hooked back up. If you need oil, it's taken care of. If you have a family emergency, we're all there to help. Somebody passes away, everybody's there. We're just such a small community of big-hearted people that just want the best for each other. And this stuff is not in our best interest.
Luckhurst and her husband Vince run a therapeutic foster home, and she says she's seen kids deal with some tough issues, watched as families have been torn apart by drug and alcohol abuse. She's encouraging those falling into drug abuse to seek treatment.
Get some help. Get away from that stuff. It's not going to get you anywhere. Dillingham, we have a lot of problems already. You know, social issues and alcohol and whatever. There's a lot of stuff going on here, and we don't need any more. Get help. Jake's Place is out there. The behavioral health people are there to help. You know, if you've got emotional stuff going on that you need to talk to somebody that you're leaning towards substance instead of dealing with problems, get some help. Talk to somebody. You know, doing that stuff is not going to get you anywhere.
Again, that's Patty Luckhurst, who last week posted a message on Facebook calling for community members to come to the Dillingham courthouse and show support for law enforcement and the prosecutors. Luckhurst says she hopes others in the community will continue to keep up the momentum against the recent drug activity in Dillingham.